The Mind Fit Movement Series we are about to do involves some simple body stretches. By practicing the series regularly, you are nourishing and strengthening the body and participating in the process of optimizing your state of well-being and health. As we go through our Mind Fit Movement Series, you should follow along as best you can, doing what you feel capable of, and refraining from anything that does not seem to be appropriate to you at this time. Let your own sensitivity to your body override any indications of how long to hold a position you may be doing. In the process of developing a deeper awareness and sensitivity to ourselves, we are basically working at the limits of what we can do at any given moment. It is important to be aware of these limits and to dwell at their boundary long enough to experience them. But it's just as important not to push beyond them. Instead, we are going to be looking deeply into them at each moment with full acceptance of them, and not trying to force ourselves to be different from how we are right now. If you do this work regularly, every day if possible, with care and attention, you will soon notice that your limits will be changing and dissolving by themselves. Best results will be achieved by not trying to achieve anything at all, being open to outcome. It's enough to simply follow the guidance as best you can, paying full attention to exactly how the body is feeling in each moment. If a stretch is producing the sensations of tingling, pulling, tugging, pins and needles, prickling, or hot feelings, perhaps burning, radiating, penetrating, or anything else, just feel what it is. Try to really notice what you're feeling as precisely as possible. Even asking yourself, what am I feeling right now? What is this feeling in the knee, the back of the leg, in my back? Exactly where is it? What qualities does it have? Is the mind reacting to it or responding to it? If you wish to skip something we may be doing, just try assuming a comfortable posture, closing your eyes and visualizing or sensing yourself doing what I'm describing in as much detail as possible. Remember to breathe diaphragmatically and through the nose as much as possible, and to work with the eyes open sometimes and closed at others, experimenting with the level of concentration you can achieve. Posture 1. So now let's begin by lying back on the back in a comfortable position, on your mat or pad or on the floor, allowing your body to settle into what we call the resting position. Lying on the back with your feet falling away from each other, arms alongside your body with the palms open toward the ceiling, if that feels comfortable to you. And bringing the attention to the breathing at the belly, the abdomen expanding on the in-breath and deflating on the out-breath, as if you have a balloon in the belly, and it's just expanding and deflating gently on its own accord. If you feel comfortable with it, allowing the eyes to be gently closed and letting the body sink into the mat each time you breathe out as the muscles let go, imagining allowing any residual tension, strain, or stress left over from what you've been doing to leave your body on each out-breath. And on the in-breath, breathing in a sense of vitality, of lightness, and of renewed energy. Taking a deep breath in, and as you do that, stretching the arms up over the head for the entire duration of the in-breath, so that it's a slow, purposeful stretch. And when you reach the floor with the hands, just holding the breath for a moment and stretching the entire body out. the fingers in one direction and the heels in the other. Not too strenuously, but just feeling your entire body stretching right through the fingertips and the wrists and the elbows and the armpits and the shoulders, rib cage, the entirety of your body stretching every joint. And on the out-breath, letting the arms slowly and mindfully come back down so that you're in touch with them all the way, even though your eyes are closed, feeling your arms and experiencing the arms making contact with the floor, noticing the release when the floor takes on the work of holding them up, bringing your attention to the belly and to the flow of your breathing. Posture two. Now bringing your body to stillness and wrapping both arms around your shins, drawing the knees up towards the chest, squeezing the knees towards your chest gently, and if you like, rocking from side to side as you allow the breath to flow freely, raising the head up so that you are basically massaging the muscles of your back as you do this, and your muscles on either side of the spine. And you can try making circular motions as you do it, round in both directions, one after the other. Now, holding onto the right knee and stretching the left leg on the floor as you squeeze the right knee toward the chest, holding on with both hands. And if you want, bringing the head up in the direction of the knee. And perhaps, if you can, touching the forehead to the knee. Or just stopping wherever is appropriate for you. Experiencing your limit at this particular time. Choosing to respond instead of reacting. Not immediately backing away from any intensity or discomfort, but just breathing with it. If you notice intense sensations at any point, directing your breath to those regions in particular each time you breathe in. And on the out-breath, imagining them fall out with the out-breath and bringing the head back to the floor and switching so that now you're drawing the left knee up towards the chest and stretching the right leg all the way. And again, if you want, raising the head up and breathing here, wherever you happen to stop. Listening to the messages that your body gives you and what your limits are, where you need to stop or even back off. But if you can, just staying at those limits and experiencing them a little more deeply than you might ordinarily. And when you're ready, stretching both legs back out. Lying back down on the floor, resuming the resting posture. Bringing your attention back to breathing. Feeling the abdomen gently expanding on the in-breath and falling back towards your spine on each out-breath. Posture three. And when you're ready, aware of the bringing attention to the sensations that arise moment to moment. noticing that we usually become goal-oriented when moving from one posture to the next. Moving into a kneeling position and coming into a table pose on your hands and knees. Your back is flat, wrists directly below your elbows, fingers spread out for support, knees directly below hips. And in this position, breathing out and arching up the upper back, letting the head come down between the arms, chin to chest. Arching the back as high as it will go. And breathing in, bringing the head up, allowing the belly to come down and the pelvis tilts down. Aware of sensations in the throat, the neck, and exhaling and bringing the upper back up, head between the arms, chin to the chest, and breathing in. Bringing the head up, looking up, and coordinating breath and movement as you do this at your pace. Now bringing the body to stillness, breathing in, and on the out-breath, stretching the right leg back, knee straight, gazing 3 to 4 feet on the floor in front of you to keep your balance. And when you feel balance, stretching the left arm out in front of you, allowing the breath to flow freely, breathing and balancing. Aware of any trembling and any sensations present while keeping your balance. Listening to the body, coming down from this posture if you need to. And when you're ready, lowering the right knee to the floor and the left hand back to the floor. And exhaling, arching the upper back, head between the arms, chin to the chest, and inhaling and bringing the head up, looking up. Doing a few of these stretches at your own pace, coordinating breath and movement. And bringing the body to stillness, and breathing in, and on the out-breath, stretching the left leg back, knee straight, gazing 3 to 4 feet on the floor in front of you. And when you feel balanced, stretching the right arm out in front of you, continuing to breathe, noticing if the forehead is contracted, aware of the muscles that are supporting you at this moment, and any other sensations in your body. Aware of the change in sensations moment to moment. Experiencing your body in this particular posture, strange as it may seem, and just accepting yourself as you are. Accepting the feelings as they are at this particular moment. And breathing in and out with whatever is present right now. Aware of your limits and choosing to come down if you need to. Respecting and honoring your boundaries and not forcing your body in any way. Aware of any judgments, any pleasant or unpleasant feelings. And when you're ready, once again, lowering the left knee and the right arm. Posture 4. And when you're ready, bringing the buttocks to the heels, extending the arms in front of you, or bringing them along the side of your body, head to the floor, and resting in the child's pose for a few minutes. Noticing the back stretching with the out-breath, and the feeling of your breath in the chest when you breathe in, and paying attention with the affectionate curiosity to all your movements and the change in sensations moment to moment. Lying back down once again on your back, and for a moment with your hands lying alongside your body and your feet falling away from each other, or just feeling the benefits or changes from having done these stretches. Posture 5. Now let's do the half bridge pose, bringing the feet to the floor and the knees up to the ceiling, hip width apart, but a little closer to the buttocks than they were before. And stretching the arms up over the head on the floor. And when you're ready, lifting the pelvis as high as is possible for you without forcing your body in any way. And staying in this half bridge pose with the body resting on the back of the head and neck and the shoulders and arms and on the feet. Just breathing there, noticing the rhythmic movement of the breath in your belly. You may begin to feel the thigh muscles as they fatigue. And if possible, just stay here with the breathing, experiencing the sensations of being in this particular posture. And as much as possible, letting the arms be completely relaxed, the face relaxed, as you stay here breathing. If you need to come down at some point before I say to, just bring your pelvis down to the floor. And then when you're ready, bring it back up. Taking responsibility for doing it your way, and the way you will get the most benefit out of it. Feeling the abdomen as it expands on the in-breath. In this posture, there's lots of room to expand. And as it deflates on the out-breath, if you haven't done so already, just lower your pelvis back to the floor and stretch the arms once again, back down alongside your body, stretching out the legs. And allowing your body once again to just let go and sink into the mat. And being willing to be present. Noticing any thoughts that arise in your mind, and whatever they are, just letting them come and go through the mind without being particularly disturbed or distracted by them, or in fact giving them any energy at all, and instead focusing on your experience of the present. And the fact that you are here now, lying on the floor, and nourishing yourself in this way, contributing to strengthening your body, developing a sense of your own capacity to control your health to some extent, and to direct your life and improve the quality of your health and well-being. Posture 6. Now let's do a simple supine twist stretch. Begin by lacing the fingers behind the head and drawing the feet up towards the buttocks. This time the feet are together, knees together as well. Breathing in and out a few times. And when you are ready, inhaling, and on the out-breath, letting the knees float gently to the right, as far as they'll go to the floor. The left foot touching the right knee, and turning the head, looking to the left beyond your left elbow, and just feeling the stretch across the chest and into the left armpit, and wherever it is that you feel it, and breathing in and out with this posture. And on an in-breath, bringing the knees back, pointing to the ceiling, inhaling. And on the out-breath, letting the knees float over to the left. They may reach the floor or not. That will bring the right foot off the floor on top of the left, right knee over the left, and perhaps touching it. And turning the head, looking to the right, and again just settling in with each out-breath. Letting your body fall into the floor, accepting the stretch, and accepting your body being in this position. Full awareness of each moment, and full awareness of your breathing, and of the sensations associated with being in this particular position. And when you're ready, inhaling and bringing your knees back up, pointing to the ceiling, releasing the hands and stretching back out into the resting posture. Posture 7. And now bending the left leg so that the foot is on the floor alongside the right knee, and inhaling, letting the right leg come up, knee straight, as far as it will go. If possible, all the way up towards the ceiling. But if not, just wherever you wind up is fine. Noticing the weight of the leg and the other sensations present in the right leg. And if you notice that your arms are getting involved in pushing on the floor, or your shoulders are tight, or your face is tense, just letting these parts of your body soften. Allowing the breath to flow freely. Noticing the belly expanding with the in-breath and deflating on the out-breath. And if you like, you can move the foot, pointing and flexing it, making circles in one direction and reversing the circles, feeling the muscles involved in making the foot move. And if you like, you can choose to intensify this a bit more, stretching out your left leg and lifting the head up towards the knee. And as you hold the leg beyond the knee, aware of sensations. And continuing to breathe. And when you're ready, allowing the head to come down to the floor, slowly letting the leg come back down again. Letting it come back slowly and totally mindfully so that you're really aware of it all the way down. And when it does make contact with the floor, experiencing the waves of relaxation that flows through the leg and flows through your body. And then reversing positions of the legs now so that the right leg is bent and the foot is alongside the left knee. And when you're ready, taking a deep breath in and allowing the left leg to come up as far as it will go and just settling in here, experiencing the leg being up. Letting your back relax and your shoulders. Your arms and your face. And if you like, pointing and flexing and making circles with the foot. One way and the other. And for a more intense strength stretch, stretching the right leg, breathing in, and allowing the head to come in the direction of the knee. Being able to touch the knee with the forehead or not. Being careful not to force your body in any way. Being totally present. Experiencing the sensations and feelings in your body as you have the leg up here. Notice that the belly and the contraction of abdominal muscles do part of the lifting. The contraction of the abdominal muscles do part of the lifting. And when you're ready, slowly, inch by inch, letting the left leg come back down. And you may have your eyes closed at this point, or you may have them open. Experiencing it as the left leg comes down. And when it does make contact with the floor, allowing yourself to feel the wave of relief as the muscles let go and as you sink deeper into the floor. Stretching out the other leg and resting for a few moments, aware of any thoughts, any feelings, any sensations. Posture 8. And now, slowly and carefully, aware of what is happening, rolling over onto your belly. And in this position, resting on the left side of your face, with your arms alongside your body and your palms open toward the ceiling. And in this reverse corpse position, you can feel your belly pressing against the floor each time when you breathe in and out, allowing your whole body to just sink into the floor with each exhalation. Head, shoulders, the arms, the back, the pelvis, trunk, the legs, they just fall into the floor. And now, when you're ready, placing the forehead on the floor and lifting the head up slowly, and the neck and the shoulders and the chest, tightening the buttocks, lifting into what is called the lower cobra, as if you were a snake and had no arms, no legs, and you were just using your trunk muscles. In particular, using your back muscles and neck and head muscles to lift you up. And just breathing, lifting, looking straight ahead in order not to strain your neck. And when you're ready, slowly coming down and resting on the left side of your face. And again, allowing your body to sink into the floor as the muscles release and let go, lengthen and soften. Posture 9. And bringing the hands shoulder high, elbows close to the body, hands on the mat or floor, placing the forehead on the floor, inhaling and slowly lifting the head and the chest. And when you are unable to allow the back muscles to sustain you, pressing onto the hands and coming a bit higher without forcing your body. Looking straight ahead, allowing the breath to flow freely, noticing sensations in the lower back, in the arms, in the neck, and breathing out and coming back to the mat, aware of the breath and sensations throughout the body. Posture 10. Aware of the transition and the change in sensations with every movement, rolling over onto your back, back into the resting pose. And if you like, bringing your knees up to your chest, placing your hands on the knees and massaging your lower back by making circles in one direction and then reversing the circles, noticing that the wider the circles, the wider the area of the back that is massaged. And becoming aware of lying here, allowing the eyes to close if that is comfortable for you. And becoming aware of the wave-like movements of the breath. And as we lie here, just letting go of the thoughts and memories of what we've done and what we've asked our body to do up until this point, and becoming aware of being right here, right now, centered and focused, riding the waves of each breath, on each out-breath letting go and sinking deeper into the floor and into a state of relaxed stillness and awareness. And in the stillness, becoming aware of things as they are, experiencing your body as a whole, experiencing sensations and feelings of your body as pure sensation and feeling. And as we come to the end now, you might want to take a moment and give yourself credit and to acknowledge having taken the time to take care of your body, and to recognize that by doing it with care and attention, as we've been practicing, it complements and amplifies the natural healing processes of your body. and that this is very much a time to develop greater strength and flexibility, not simply in your body, but also in one's emotional life. A time to become more flexible and creative in your relationship to life itself, developing a deeper appreciation for your life, the feelings and the limits associated with it. So just now experiencing, in this stillness, the fullness and the depth of this moment lying here, completely aware, at one with yourself right now, centered and balanced, in an intuitive knowing of who you are as your life continues to unfold from moment to moment.